This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, the recordings that defined country music. But first, time for sports. Hey, what are you ice dancing cement overshoes? This week, an alleged Russian mobster was arrested in Italy and charged with trying to put the fix on ice skating at the Salt Lake City Olympics. The Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office contends that Alimzem Tuktukunov tried to use juice to bring about a French ice dancing victory and a Russian pairs victory in exchange for an extension on his visa to remain in France. Now, if true, this scheme would have involved a number of skating officials, including the French and Russian judges at Salt Lake. The Russian mobster denies the charges. The U.S. wants him extradited from Italy. Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
What's the evidence look like to you?
Scott, can't we just go back to the days of Tanya and Nancy?
You mean the gentle,
well, you know, low-life
days?
Hitmen and tire irons and kneecapping. I mean, that was the kind of excitement all true figure skating fans could really appreciate. What it really points out is how fragile figure skating really is. Mm-hmm. So far, the evidence seems to be mostly tapes of the Russian, and I'm going to leave the pronunciation of his name to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
bragging about fixing the pairs and the ice dancing results in Salt Lake City. And in any other sport, they'd say, let's not rush to judgment. Mm-hmm. Let's see the evidence. In figure skating, everybody just assumes it's true, because the judging in the sport has always been crooked.
I am curious about this, though. Is it possible that almost every ice event in which some kind of subjectivity is part of the judging is now going to be called into question?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think that really started in a way that everybody could see in Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. And here's the problem. We now see how wrong it was for Jack Roga, the head of the IOC, to try to solve the problem over the big controversy in Salt Lake City over the pairs figure skating, mm-hmm, by awarding that unprecedented second gold medal. He wanted to end the controversy, not solve the problem behind it. What he needed to do was take the time to conduct an investigation and take the sport apart. He didn't want to do that. He wanted the thing to go away, and so they just said, well, we found the scoundrel, we found the culprit, we're going to solve the problem in this unprecedented way, and that's the end of it. But now you've got the head of an IOC disciplinary committee saying that all the results of the skating at the Olympics might have to be canceled. You could go from 2 gold medals in one event to none in any of them. I mean, what fun.
Is there a chance that things like freestyle and ice dancing are not going to be a part of the next Olympics because of this?
I think ice dancing in particular, which is a fairly new Olympic discipline, is in deep trouble. Everybody understands that it is just so subjective. It is just has no real standards, that the judging is just wide open to scrutiny at all levels. The rest of the figure skating, you know, it's the most popular thing on the program. People watch it on television.
Yeah.
They love it. They're never going to be able to get rid of it. The question is trying to clean it up. That's the real problem, and I don't know how they're going to solve the problem.
Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, who's also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.